Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The case of a woman who gave birth to twins on a motel toilet in southern Indiana is more common than people realize, according to an ex-medical examiner. A baby survived, but Clarksville police were unable to revive her twin brother. 36-year-old Betsy Dalton was being held today in the Floyd County Jail on unrelated charges. A group of Indiana legislators, law enforcement experts, and government officials examining portions of the state's criminal code in an attempt to deal with the state's overcrowded prisons. Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Indiana is the only state in the nation that doesn't have different grades for theft. Essentially, stealing a pack of gum and stealing $100,000 looks the same under Indiana law. Bloomington Representative Matt Pierce says the goal of altering the criminal code is to ensure there is room in Hoosier prisons for those considered a danger to society.
You don't want to clog up your prisons with people who can be dealt with and deterred from criminal activity in other ways.
One recommendation the commission approved lowers theft from a felony to a misdemeanor if the value of the items stolen is less than $750. But Logansport Senator Randy Head has a problem drawing that distinction. He uses the example of a purse snatcher.
Well, we're saying if by that guy's dumb luck, the contents of the purse add up to a value of $749, he should only be treated as a misdemeanor. But if it's $751, that guy's a felon, and there's no difference in his behavior whatsoever.
The General Assembly can consider the Commission's recommendations next session. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A free event for race fans tomorrow will feature the NASCAR hauler trucks as they pull into town in front of Sunday's Brickyard 400. The large trucks will highlight a parade on Speedway's Main Street. Right now, 92 degrees for WFYI News.